like. It's always quality. A good time.
I mean, yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to... We're going to start this off. I'm going to read to you something.
Oh, I'm
going to put mystical music over it.
Sounds good. Yeah, let me just turn off the aircon. Go for it.
Chapter 13, The Handsome One. The castle ground snarled with a wave of magically magnified wind. The sky outside was a great black ceiling, which was full of blood. The only sounds drifting from Hagrid's hut were the disdainful shrieks of his own furniture. Magic! It was something that Harry Potter thought was very good. Leathery sheets of rain lashed at Harry's ghost as he walked across the grounds towards the castle. Ron was standing there, doing a kind of frenzied tap dance. He saw Harry and immediately began to eat Hermione's family. Ron's Ron shirt was as bad as Ron himself. If you two can't clump happily, I'm going to get aggressive, confessed the reasonable Hermione. What about Ron magic, offered Ron. To Harry, Ron was a loud, slow, and soft bird. Harry did not like to think about birds. Death Eaters are on top of the castle, Ron bleated, quivering. Ron was going to be spiders. He just was. And he wasn't proud of that, but it was going to be hard to not have spiders all over his body after all is said and done. Look, said Hermione, obviously there are loads of Death Eaters in the castle. Let's listen in on their meetings. Three complete friends zapped onto the landing outside the door to the castle roof. They almost legged it, but witches are not climbing. Ron looked at the doorknob and then looked at Hermione with searing pain. I think it's closed, he noticed.
He looked at
locked, said Mr. Staircase, the shabby-robed ghost. They looked at the door, screaming about how closed it was and asking it to be replaced with a small orb. The password was beef women, Hermione cried. Harry, Ron, and Hermione quietly stood behind a circle of Death Eaters who looked bad. I think it's okay if you like me, said one Death Eater. Thank you very much, replied the other. The first Death Eater confidently leaned forward to plant a kiss on his cheek. Oh, well done, said the second as his friend stepped back again. All the other Death Eaters clapped politely. Then they took a few minutes to go over the plan to rid of Harry's magic.
These Harry Potter rewrites are getting crazy. Like, at first it was like Hermione was black, Harry was black.
Dumbledore got roared by Grindelwald.
Yeah, now she's just like, listen, this is a masterpiece. She's doing the George Lucas of Harry Potter books.
Oh.
Gotta suck up that foam, buddy.
The foamy dragon, except with the soda.
I think I know what that is.
What?
Is that a Harry Potter book written by an AI?
No, it's J.K. Rowling's new piece. Anyway, welcome back to Unnamed.wav, the podcast where we don't skip any weeks at all. And we're extremely consistent with our upload schedule.
Exactly.
Here in the studio, I have J.K. Rowling explaining why she retconned Harry Potter's Death Eaters to just be a gay threesome.
You do? Where is she?
She couldn't make it into the studio today.
Because I can't come up with... I can't come up with good jokes because apparently I keep forgetting what things are and I'm an idiot. How's that for you? Yeah, sorry. She couldn't come in.
She got caught in traffic because Sydney traffic be like that.
Yeah, and she's busy writing her newest play, The Forbidden Child.
The Forbidden Child.
Wait. Wasn't that the actual thing?
Did we? I don't know. It's in making a joke, we just revealed the actual thing.
Hey, I guess what the next Terminator movie is going to be? Judgment Day.
Wait. That's
like the type of joke that like you should
Schwarzenegger comes back as well again.
Whoa! It's like that's the type of joke that like. Just everyone will start beating you up and you're left in the mud outside on the, like, oval.
That sounds incredibly specific. But is there something that you need to talk to us about?
You're just happy because at least, like, you were happy with the joke and you just laugh there and think about how society wronged you.
and you get your sign stolen and you get beaten up in an alleyway. Yeah.
So wasn't
it that... truly live in a society?
They...
And then you murder one of your co-workers in front of a midget.
Because we live in a society.
Yeah. So, just so you know, we're not referencing any specific movie.
No. I went to the French patisserie shop and they didn't have my baguette I liked. We live in a society.
Took society and culture in school. We live in a society. It's fine.
Notices that a boss gets paid more than an employee. We live in a society.
Notices there's different pay grades.
We truly live in a society.
Looks at communism. Notices no matter how hard you work, you get paid the same. We live in a society.
Notice that some people get handed free sauce packets while others have to pay. We live in a society.
Notice that sometimes the ice cream machine doesn't work. We live in a society. Hey, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it does.
But that's not indicative of if we live in a society or not.
I mean, it could be.
You know, that's true. And, you know, I wanted to come back. So, was it's that...
Like we may or may not live in a society. Yeah,
that's true. This might not be real. Is that the... Was that a book written by an AI? Was that what it is?
Yeah. When they feed whatever into, like, an AI and it spits out a script. Look, okay, my absolute favorite one... is I think there was like a Trump speech written by AI.
Give us a bit of a summary, like the best bits. I don't want to like you to read through another thing.
I'll skip through and I'll just like read like little snippets.
Yeah.
Such as Trump rally. President Trump, I just had a phone call with the economy. Jobs poured out of the phone. Great jobs. Tall jobs. Steve Jobs. All at Kinko's.
That's something he would say. He would. Like, he would go up and make some analogy of that. He's like, I talked to Mr. Monopoly, and he just said, you know what? No. And I said to him, can we get money for society? And he went, So we're going to get great money. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to have such economic growth. Because Mr. Monopoly...
the best that you ever had.
Mr. Monopoly is passing go and giving us $20.
Foreign powers cheat us. Canada steals our milk. China steals our milk. We only had one glass of milk left. Obama drank it. Not fair.
The crowd boos. They wanted that milk.
No. Does it say that? Yeah.
But like President Ronald Reagan, I will bring back the milk. The crowd roars. They still want that milk.
President Reagan.
A wall of milk. No criminals get through. Democrats want criminals to have the milk. No way. Milk comes from coal. We'll dig it up.
That's... I think
we
if you
want
saw
the
that
milk!
If you saw that at a Trump rally, if I heard that at a Trump rally, I would not be surprised.
We want the milk!
Give it back! Stop stealing our cows, Canada!
The crowd wants the milk, son.
You've got the maple syrup. What else do you want?
So it's
you can take our lives, but you can't take our dairy products.
That will never take our dairy. So it's been a minute. Like, literally only a minute, because we haven't missed any episodes at all.
We're always
what's been happening? What's been happening?
Nothing much, really. I've just been, you know, university, same as always, just getting that done. Now I'm done, got a lot of free time, looking for a job, doing that. Also just been catching up a lot of media, playing video games, like normal stuff. Been doing things here and there to ensure, like...
sanity
stays. Exactly. Or as they put it in Death Stranding, the
moron.
So yeah,
the oxygen.
You're looking a bit like an oxymoron right now, Joe.
Ooh, got him. Got him.
So yeah, I've just been doing that, keeping myself busy. I went to jury duty.
Ooh.
That was
How's that? Don't you get paid for that? Like hella dollars?
No. It depends on when you leave, how long you've been there for.
Oh.
Like there's a certain time it starts, and also you only get paid like the allowance if you actually get picked for a duty. So how it works is you go in with a bunch of people into a room.
And so it's like a group interview. Or is it like just elimination?
Are you a criminal? Get out!
Hello, today we're going to be doing a bit of a litmus test. I'm going to be showing you two pictures of two people and you're going to tell us which one's a criminal and which one isn't. Here's a picture... Here's a picture of...
Drink driving again?
Of Ronald Reagan and our delivery man, Stephen. Which one's a criminal?
They all just run up and start bashing the TVs, and it's just like a riot.
That's right, both.
Congratulations!
The answer to everyone was both.
Like a big room of people, and then they whittle it down to, they get panels, they put you on panels, and they'll call up your number, and then they have a big group of people, and from that big group of people, they pick 12.
This sounds like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And the money that win...
Is that the process for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I don't know. I've never watched it. And the money that you win is just the compensation that you have for drinking.
It's the compensation you have for being on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Like, you have to, like, you know, like, I don't know, watch, like, witness a potentially traumatizing court case. But hey, you might score, like, however much money for, like, missing out at.
Bro, you're going to have so much cheddar in the bank account, bro.
So much cheddar, like literal cheddar.
It's going to be so good, bro.
Cheddar is not a viable currency.
Maybe risk, having PTSD, bruv, but you'll be good for a while, bruv. Economic stability.
Bruv.
But yeah, I could have got picked, but the thing is I had to excuse myself because the court case could be running into the time that the time we're going on holiday, our group.
Oh, Terrigal. You know that I'm not going on that anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it.
It won't work.
I was just saying for simplicity's sakes. Yeah. So, yeah. That's all I'll talk about, that process.
What a Terrigal tragedy.
Looks like Nathan's looking like a bit of an oxymoron right now.
Dude, let me tell you a bit of a story. I'm going to tell you a bit of a story.
Sure,
it's a story of bros being dudes.
Look, if you're going to talk about another gay porn you watch, I'm not interested.
Okay, that's not what I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about that later, but... Okay,
don't talk about that later.
Another story that I was going to bring up that wasn't the gay porn is friggin'... Okay, so I had my media arts grad show like 2 weeks ago or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
Went pretty good. Like, you know, we got free booze. That was fun, classic. But I'm on my green, so I couldn't drink anything.
Who'd you end up getting?
Who'd I end up getting?
For the bees.
I don't know. Like, I'm on the grad show committee.
You don't know?
I'm on the grad show committee, but I don't live in Wollongong. The rest of the people either live in Wollongong or 10 minutes away from Wollongong, so I wasn't at any of the meetings.
So, was it a Wollongong, based, brewery or something?
I think so. Look, either way, we got a bunch of alcohol.
Okay, sweet.
Could
be stolen, you know.
Like,
that's not Christian. Nathan?
It probably was. Either way, we got the alcohol.
It was blessed before.
It was holy water. We just did communion all night.
Listen, we didn't steal it. We were doing it to purge the sins of the individuals.
Exactly.
It's for God. It's modern day crusade.
We just did.
Don't you understand?
Yeah, and then we killed some heathens. It was great. Like, ran through the country with swords on horses. The swords were on the horses, not us.
Fair enough.
Sword horses.
Sword horse.
Trademark.
You can't steal it.
Patent pending.
Is that going to be a shirt? Comment down below.
Hey, unnamed.wav merch.
They can't comment anywhere.
Unnamed.wav merch,
comment on
perhaps?
Spotify.
Comment on Spotify. DM us on Instagram, even though there's no... Actually, no, I can start an Instagram account for this now.
Anyway, I'm continue your story.
So, anyway. So, my two homies, who will remain unnamed for the purposes of privacy, were tuning this bunch of girls, like, the entire night,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolute lads.
Like, you know, they were like, classic. Ooh, like, you know, oogity boogity, whatever. And then, like, so all night they were tuning these girls. It was like, the grad show was like 3 hours long or whatever. And then at the end of the night, they found out that they were lesbians. Which is, like, just so good in and of itself. And then, not only were they lesbians, but, like, one of them was one of our classmates' girlfriends.
Oh!
So, it's, like, a double-fold thing. And then, like, so, like, we went to Northies, Wollongong Hotel, and friggin', like, I picked up one of them to, like, go there, like, one of the dudes, and he was, like, just before he got into my car, he was, like, to our other homie, he was, like, bro, I know they're lesbians, but I'll give you $100 if you smash.
Bro, 100? You need more than that.
100. I mean, like...
Like, if you... This is the thing. If you are able to change someone's sexual preference when it comes to relationships and that kind of thing, you deserve a kingdom.
You deserve at least $110.
Because that is like...
And maybe a free beer.
Because that's impossible. Because it's like the person has thought about it. This is what they want. It's like... It can't be done. And it wasn't. Was it?
It wasn't.
Yeah, of course.
It would be a lot cooler if it was. Because, like, holy crap,
he'll
I'm
be,
like...
He'll be the legend of Wollongong.
All hail.
Many tell his name. Speak of his name. The man who is able to change people's mind in just one quip.
Yo, I bet, even though you don't like me, I'm hot.
No, it's like, oi... You don't like guys, all right? It's like,
yes.
Be a lot cooler if you did. well, shit, you're right.
Damn.
And that's it. That's all it is. Yep. So, and that's my story.
What if, like, he walked up to her and he was like, yo, I can change your mind. And he pulled up a reverse card and she, like, went from,
like a know you.
No, like a Uno reverse card, and she switched.
Oh, like an Uno.
Yeah, and nice. She like reverse like sexual preference.
Or like maybe he likes girls now. And wait, hold on.
It was supposed to be a dumb, simple joke. Don't look too into it, okay?
It feels like
this
a
is why I'm
card,
the dumb one of the group.
And they swap, and they both like girls now.
Whoa,
so it's the same.
He does it. He's like, oh no. I like girls. I'd never noticed.
it's like, well, what the point of that was? Oh, that was it. I just had a stroke. What the point with that was?
I think it's just funny to see like. To see people like fail like that, like there's a funny side to it. It's like because in the end, it's
I
like,
just the $100 if you smash thing.
Oh, that no, that as well is like because you just look at it and you're just like, mate, it's not worth. It. Like it's not gonna
it's
happen.
Like, it's not gonna happen, but you're welcome to try.
$100.
This is just so funny.
That is funny. Oh man, dude.
Like, it was just, like, that entire day was, like, pretty funny because, like, I got to my friend's house earlier in the day because, like, you know, our tutor had, like, messaged to, like, had posted into the Facebook group for the class, like, hey, like, if anyone's available, like, can you please come down from, like, like, I don't know, from the morning onwards or whatever to help set up for the grad show. Mm. And so, like, I come down to Wollongong, and then, like, you know, me and my friend, we both drive to campus, and then we see our tutor, and we're like, what can we help with? And he's like, there's nothing to do. And we're like, what do you mean? You're the one who said...
Why'd you lead us astray?
You posted into the group saying this. And, like, we met our friend Reed, and we're like, is there anything to do? And
he's like, nah.
Look... I don't know, maybe, like, plug, like, give the speaker outside power, but that, after that, that's about it. I'm like, what?
Do you think he just did it because he was just lonely?
Maybe.
He was like, oh, I'll just say that I need more hands. And when he saw you guys right, he was like...
And no, like, he was like, these aren't the people I wanted.
Why is it him?
It's like, anyone him. But, anyone but, please.
I feel like whenever, like, you walk into a room, in his head, Dark Souls music plays. And
why do I hear boss music?
And, like, a health bar is, like, comes up, and he, and it's like one of those things where it's like always he gets closer and closer to the end, but then he always gets one-shotted by you.
No, it's like, no, whenever I enter a new tutorial room, the Minecraft raid music starts playing and a raid bar comes up. It's, what is this?
Not again!
Ah!
No.
That's what happens.
Gets his bone arrow out. I'll get you! And it's just
Marr.
Like...
Marr.
You just go up and, like, hit once, and he's just... And he's dead.
I do the mob sounds. Marr. 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 Marr.
If I heard that in the middle of the night, I would scream.
I come in with an alpaca.
I wish he did, honestly. Can he be the replacement?
And then you hit me, and it starts spitting on you.
What if, like...
But it, like, really hurts.
It's not even acid. It just spits out such a ferocity.
Ow! It's like a sucker punch.
Yeah. What if, ow, like, you... Because you always park your car on my on our front lawn because you just hate grass.
I do.
Anti-weed. What if, like, you just got out of the car and you were an alpaca? You know what would happen? I would just be like, oh, he's got a new vibe this week. I like it.
And then I spit on you.
Yeah.
Like, ow! At such velocity, it blows you back into the house.
You go, meh, and it's like, it translates to English, vibe check.
Why are there subtitles?
Yo, can we change to a different conversation?
Yes.
I want to talk about...
my permission.
I want to talk about this now, because then we can talk about it now, and we can talk about it later if we want, but I think we should address it. Because Death Stranding came out, and we
Delivery Man Simulator,
and it's just funny because I want to believe there's a lot of people who hear that and go, oh yeah, sure, and then they watch gameplay and they're like, oh, you just walk, you just walk to places.
Walking simulator, and, like, you know, every 2 hours something will happen.
You know, after playing it for a bit, you're not wrong. No, the thing is like, because I was dreading it.
Yeah.
Because I was dreading it because I was like, oh, this is going to be a game that's, like, going to be, you know, that kind of artsy game where people are like, oh, it's so fantastic because it says so much about human connection and the human genome. And I'm just like...
human condition.
And I'm just like, can I do fun? And they're just like, it's more than fun. And I was like, oh no, it's not going to be fun. And I dreaded it, started playing it, and you know what? I enjoy it. It's
weird like that, like, fun. You can enjoy a walking simulator. Yeah. That's essentially what it is. Delivery Man Simulator.
There are things to it that gives it depth. Like, there are things like, for example, with the environment you're given, you can... manipulated in ways...
Everything looks great.
Yeah, we'll get to that. You can manipulate it in ways to navigate around it. Like, for example, there's a river I want to cross, and what I could do is I can wade through the river, but like I'll lose stamina kind of thing.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
Like, and also, I was like, what wouldn't it be better if I just put a final area and put a ladder here?
Yeah, and then just like
yeah, and
climb
then you get
across.
A ladder and put it there, or like you're coming down a mountain, so you put a climbing anchor down and then climb down. So there is like thought.
It's like room for creativity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like you're playing a delivery guy, but it's more you are living the delivery guy experience in a world that's post-apocalyptic, essentially.
Yeah.
And just doing and thinking, okay, if I go into this area, this is what I need to do. Like, there's an area where the enemies, human enemies, mules are. And you're like, okay, if I go in this area, I could, like, you know, I would rather just run through and get through it and not let them attack me and lose any, like...
Yeah, and lose all
damage.
Your stuff.
And also, I have to...
Well, other people's yeah, stuff.
And also, things like... The BTs also keep you on your toes. Like, whenever you, like, come into a BT area, it's like you become high alert. And it's those high alert and basically get maneuvering through it and trying to like find ways to get away from the BTs. Because if they find you, then there's a chance that...
Void out?
Not really.
Just bad things?
Bad things. I'll explain that after we talk about like the next thing. Because it has depth to it where it does... It's not completely just a walking simulator. You have
yeah.
to be... aware of the world, but the reason also it's so fun is because the world's fantastic. It's so fun to just walk in. It's because it's so pretty.
It's like
it's
there's
so
just
beautiful.
So much. It's just so, see like so like for those of for the people who don't know, Death Stranding is a Hideo Kojima game. Hideo Kojima is the guy
Artsy
who
fartsy.
Did Metal Gear Solid and all that, and. Death Stranding is this super fucking weird game where you play as Norman Reedus, as a basically a delivery man, and you're like walking across post-apocalyptic America, like basically just connecting like little parts of civilization to bring everything back together and be like, oh, we're a whole again.
That's a great, yeah, that's a great summary.
There's a lot of weird things about it. You've got like a baby attached, like a baby and a, like a little. Incubator attached to you for some reason.
It can detect there's, evil spirits called BTs.
There's like, yeah, there's like these semi-dead people, I
Bridge.
Guess, called BTs.
Bridge something.
They're Bridge called, baby.
No,
BB.
That's BB. BBs.
Beach things.
That's right, beach thing. Yeah.
Beach things. That's literally
no,
like,
it is beach things,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
A dingus.
And then Guillermo del Toro did mocap for some reason. That was weird. Mads Mikkelsen's in it.
Nathan doesn't understand how the game industry works. Why are there people putting suits on and moving around? I don't like
and
it.
And yeah, it's just like an incredibly vast and deep game. It's got a very interesting story, but it's probably not for everyone because it is very slow
because you
you're
just
walking
but
and delivering packages.
Hideo Kojima has made the world like fun to walk around in because he actually applies. Oh, you okay?
My pants are very tight. They were squeezing my gonads.
Yeah, they are. Ooh. He makes it interesting because he applies actual like physics to the world and actually makes it where you have to think you can't just run somewhere and expect everything will be okay. He actually, because it's you're just walking, you have to take in the idea of terrain, the idea of like rain coming down, timefall coming down, making the area wet, the idea of slopes, rocks, rivers.
And then it's like there's like it's almost so unnecessarily detailed to a point where like two buttons control your balance left and right.
Yep.
So like if you've got too much shit on you, like you'll start running and then you'll start like falling over and you actually have to like manually like reposition yourself.
I
and
think
it's just so fun.
I actually like that mechanic because it's a trade-off.
Yeah, because it's like you can like sure you can try to be efficient yeah. and carry all the
you
stuff
can,
at once.
You can be a leaning tower of Amazon packages, but you have to like deal with the consequences, which is you're going to be top heavy. It looks, and you're going
to
grow.
It actually looks so funny when people like try to stack as much shit as possible. And it's like, so it's like you've got like your character or whatever who's just like average human height, and you can pretty much like, I don't know, I guess stack like your stuff near infinitely. Just so funny because like you see people like sometimes like, let's fucking see how much we can put on it. And like they have got like a stack of like 20 boxes or whatever that's like four times the height of Norman Reedus, and so he's running around with like all this fucking shit on
battering
his
ram,
and it's like waving back and forth.
It's like I'm ready to deliver these packages.
If only Australia Post was that efficient. Imagine seeing your local postie with like
on like one of those bikes, like, and he's got like
not even a bike. He's just like delivering things by hand.
And he's like, here you go, and he just kind of like gets on all fours, and he's like, can you take your package off the top, please? Because he can't reach it.
Well, it's like no, even more unfortunate. It's in the like middle of one of the packages. It's like in the middle of everything.
Could you just like reorganize it for me?
One of the funniest and probably dumbest things in the game is I'm pretty sure a viable weapon mechanic is throwing packages at people.
That does not... I haven't done it yet, but that does not surprise me. That doesn't surprise
me. I just find it
me.
So funny. Because I'm pretty sure, like, you get guns in the game. You do get guns.
Is that
and, like grenades. But, like, you can also throw just, like, other people's shit at them.
That's why my Australian Post packages are always destroyed. Because there's, like... There's this guy, like, my postie's, like, driving around. And this guy's like, can I get a package? And he's like, ah! And he just throws them.
Norman Reedus just yeets a package at, like, some, like, random crackhead in your neighborhood.
Get away from there.
That's the Death Stranding that I really want.
Do you want...
Thrall postie simulator.
Do you want toilet roll package thrown in your head? Get away.
So it's because of that depth and detail put into it, it makes the walking more interesting. And like,
because it's not just like passive, like straightforward, like you're walking.
You have to deal with threats and these kind of obstacles. And I have to say as well, BTs are one of the most freakiest things because
it's like you never really see them.
Yeah, it's like you can only sense them when they're really close or when they're close. Not really
like
close,
they're
but
kinda,
close.
They're kind of like just like a silhouette. Yeah. It's not like a monster or anything.
Yeah, and you can't kill them to begin. You can, spoilers, you can kill them later on with grenades. But,
and other things.
Yeah, but it's like so far with grenades. For what it's, don't tell me anything else because I don't want to spoil.
Just throw packages at them.
They're like, oh, okay, I'll go then.
It's just like one's like really close, and you're like take a package out from like behind you, and you're like, yeah.
He's just like, okay, I'm sorry. Get out of here, you squatter.
Just, you yell slurs at them.
BTs are literally just squatting. That's what they're doing.
They're squatting on the living world.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
But I had an experience where I wanted to share my Death Stranding experience where I did because you do little connections between these centers, and then basically Die Hard Man is like, yo, we got the big boy for you. And there's this
Die Hard Man is the
director of bridges.
Yeah, okay, so he's just this black guy with a skull mask.
Yeah, he basically gives you orders and is like, you do this and you do that. And he wants
you
to
really
go...
He really likes Die Hard.
He wants you... Nice joke. He wants you to go all the way to the city of the lake that's on the, like, on the other side of the map. And I was kind of like, you know what? I got this. So I got in my little bike and I thought to myself, oh, I need a generator to generate for that. And I ride off, and then my BB is like, there's BTs around. And I'm like, oh, I'll be fine. I'll just drive away from them. Next thing I know,
oh no!
The BTs are like, you're going to catch these hands. And these hands grabbed my bike and started bringing
I'm just like,
ah, and I start just trying to run. And then they're like, oh, yo, what up, mate? And they just grab my legs.
While like, your little light thing that's on your shoulder just goes,
and my baby is like crying because baby stress is a part of the game.
Yeah,
there's like a mechanic where you literally, yeah. like, where you literally need to
you're
rock
like,
your
you have to like cradle like your weird like yeah. fetus
and
cartridge,
and you move your controller so you calm it down, and it's like nah, and you make sure it doesn't get like overstressed. And then, so I get pulled down, and I'm like, oh, no. And then you get into this cutscene where you get dragged around, and I thought, it's going to say game over and put me at the beginning. That's not what happens. What happens is, the whole ground, spoilers, by the way, the whole ground becomes like a black tar ocean, and there's rocks and things that you can stand on, and I'm like, oh, okay. So, what happens now? Turn around. There's a giant fucking dolphin BT with tentacles coming out of its mouth. And I just was like, and I just booked it. And I got out and I was like, and
it's just a good time.
I was just standing there like, well, and my bike's gone. So I'm just like, guess I'll go on foot.
It's walking time, I guess. Wow, I can't believe Jake Peralta put you that. Get it? Because Brooklyn Nine-Nine, main character, Jake Peralta, really likes Die Hard. Die Hard
so
Man.
So, what other topics you got?
Die Hard Man.
What other topics, Nathan?
Jake Peralta.
Nathan!
Maradame Emmy Santiago. So, anyway, Delivery Man Simulator's great. I just really like calling it that.
Because it is.
It's just like
that.
No, it's Delivery Man Babysitter Simulator.
True. Also Sitting and Listening Simulator, because they like to lore dump. You get into a cutscene.
Hideo Kojima's cutscenes are like half an hour long.
Dude, and the thing is like sometimes because you get good character moments, but sometimes the characters are literally there to just be like
exposition.
Like, oh my gosh. You're just sitting there and your brain's just dying. You're like, can I just walk again?
Del Toro does a lot of exposition in the game.
I like him. He's cute.
Are you saying that you'd fuck Del Toro?
No, I said he's cute. That doesn't mean I want to bang something.
I mean, like, come on, you can be honest.
Uh-huh, unless.
It doesn't mean that I want to fuck Guillermo del Toro. Unless.
Unless.
No, don't fuck Guillermo del Toro. You're so sexy. I tell you what. I have become incredibly appreciative of two things.
Yep.
One, how much TikTok is pretty much becoming Vine 2.0.
Thank you. It is. Thank you. Whoever were the brave souls that started that. Thank you.
Whoever started, like, decided that TikTok should be Vine 2.0 and this is our new platform.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because
there's so much chaotic Vine energy on there.
It's so good.
And
it's
two,
so good.
Lily has TikTok. So our friend Lily has TikTok. And every time we hang out, she will go, Nathan, I'm going to show you some TikToks. We just spend like 15 minutes looking through TikToks she found.
I always find you guys, like, you looking at Lily's phone. And I was like, at first, I'm like, what are you looking at? And she's like, oh, I have TikToks. You want to see one? And I'm just like, this is what I've been missing. I'm like, you are doing a service for, like, this man right here.
Dude, like, honestly, it's just so good. There's just... I don't understand how people are so funny.
No, that is so true. It is... It's one of those things where you look at it and... Because you think, like, you know, I'm the most funniest person in the world because I am and I said so. So,
and
not everyone else can
be. And fucking, like, 14-year-old who makes the funniest shit that you ever did
see. And you realize you're inadequate.
And you're like, oh. And then, no, even better is, like, the super chaotic college students on TikTok.
Oh,
and they're
bro.
Just like, we're just gonna do fucking something. And it's just, oh, my goodness. Isn't Anthropo on TikTok? I need to get TikTok.
He needs to be on TikTok.
I'm pretty sure he's
on
TikTok.
But at the same time, he's bringing that chaotic energy onto YouTube.
Yeah. Like Anthpo is a blessing.
Did you also see like the transition from high school to college? In high school when he did it, everyone was like, get away from me, stop, and was just annoyed by him. In college, everyone was like, yeah, I'm
everyone's
down.
For it.
Yeah, like, which is true. And when you get into that area, like if we went to Wollongong Uni and did half the stuff he did, people would be down.
I mean, we did the kazoo concert. That's, and people actually came.
Yeah, people did come. And people actually looked at it and probably thought, oh, that was funny.
And it was just a great time. I'm sorry, I'm like, okay. So, like, in Joe's studio, there's, like, these, like...
What are you doing?
There's these grids of, like, holes, right, on the wall. And there's, like, some of the holes are, like, painted over. So, like, this entire time I've just been, like, pressing into the holes that have been painted over and just, like, making the holes again. It's just kind of satisfying. Dude, try one. Press this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nathan has gone insane. And the reason why we haven't done a podcast is because he's kept me in here and said I've been gone for days, weeks even. But I've been locked in here because he's been trying to get me to push holes in the wall forever. And he said I can't leave until I push one in, but I won't give in.
That's cool, dude.
Do you want to do this one?
Nah, I'm good. Do you have anything else to say about TikTok? Because we have like 5 minutes.
Or do you want to go over? I'm gonna download it.
You know what? Me too. I'm really tempted.
That's it. That's my commentary on TikTok. Anthpo's content from high school to college is just so good because like. He's brought back some classics, like bringing feudalism to whatever education institute. And so it's like bringing feudalism to college, where he's dressed up as a king. And like he's got his homie dressed up as a princess. Like, if you defeat my knight, you may take my daughter in marriage. And then like the camera pans over to his homie in a dress like...
and college kids... Go for it.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of like, it's like, you may either battle my horse or my knight. I'll take the knight.
He's going all in. He's going all in.
It's just so good. I like, how is any one person that funny?
Not according to boomers. Sorry, I said the B word. I shouldn't have said that.
We're going to get demonetized.
I know. They look at Anthpo and they go, that's not funny. You know what's funny? Wife bad.
Book's wife good. Wife bad. Technology bad. Book good.
I do have to say, though, I do love those Facebook boomer, like, boomer memes.
They're so... Sometimes you look at them and you're like, what does this mean?
Yeah, and you just start laughing because it's so ridiculous, which is what a meme is.
I love how boomer humor is, let's ostracize a demographic, and millennials are just like, loop.
Shout out to Soot House.
Okay, like, in our last few minutes... Is there anything that you'd like to recommend to the people at home?
Remember, the two E I don't know. Death Stranding? Don't actually play it. Don't play it. Don't play it. It's bad. Okay, it's like, because there's going to be people who will be like, oh, mum, these two kids that I randomly, like, found on Spotify said to play this Delivery Man game. And then they're going to chuck a hissy fit when they realize we weren't memeing and all you do is walk.
And babysit.
Yeah. I'm sorry you don't have a high enough IQ to understand why this gameplay is important.
Death Stranding is the Rick and Morty of video games.
Yup. What about you, sir?
What do you have to recommend?
I would like to recommend... So anyway, thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of the podcast.
It's good to be back.
It's good to be back after only a 1 week break. We haven't missed any episodes at all. If anyone tells you otherwise, they are lying. Anyway, thank you so much.
Albie's like... get me in here for days.
Israel Falau is a bad person.
Help!
And we will see you next week.